One day from home, what can be wrong? We made it here for the holiday. One time for you, no two times for you. Made it here on the holiday, yeah, yeah. So raise your glass in the sky, we gonna celebrate our time. We
are. What up, world? Hey, everybody. Hi, guys. This is Clean Ears, and we are back with another snippet for y'all for the holiday season.
That what? It's December. So let's do this.
2016 was, I started to say an awesome year, but I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. We tried to think of one word to describe 2016, and all of the words were synonymous with struggle. But the year has definitely had a lot of high points, and we are celebrating the goodness of 2016 by recapping a lot of the awesomeness that dropped this year. And we want to make sure for some of you guys who are just now checking us out, or for some people who just haven't had a chance to listen to certain things, we're going to talk about some of the music that came out in 2016 that we loved. And so we've got some categories here. We're about to break it on down to you and give you some things to go back and listen to during your holiday break.
Right, so grab you some hot chocolate or apple cider or whatever you are sipping on and listen up.
Yes, and if it's post-Christmas, get you some pie.
Okay, get some pie.
Some eggnog if you're listening late.
So random.
I just wanted some pie, y'all. I'm sorry.
All right, so what's the best release of 2016?
First, hey guys, we've got Courtney here with us today.
Right.
Courtney and her puff. Say hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys. My puff says hello, too.
So, my best release for the year is Church Close 3 by Lecrae.
Yes.
And not just because he just dropped it in such a Beyonce-esque fashion by just not letting us know it was coming at all, but because it was a really solid project, great music, great features, a lot of great hooks, and it's actually still, if I can't find something to work out to, I'll be like, Old Faithful, Church Close 3, and I still get it in. Courtney, what's your pick?
So, for me, the best release of the year, I would have to say is Show Baraka, The Narrative.
Wow.
It's been a while since Show released anything. Uh-huh. And then, of course, he was signed on to Humble Beats earlier this year, so we were already expecting epicness. And when he released this album, it was just everything that I love. Even the beginning, like 16, 18?
Yes.
I am in love from start to finish. It's just amazing. So he did really good. It was the best comeback that I have seen in a while. So it's definitely, to me, the best album and the best release of this year.
I'm going to hit y'all with some West Coast love, because the best release of 2016 had to be Good Religion by them Dream Junkies, boy. I was so excited. It was one of those albums that definitely encapsulated just feelings in a moment for me. I know we were actually going on vacation not long after it released, and so the whole album is now synonymous with like that good time that we had and so much fun that we had. There's so many great tracks on there that we still vibe to. It really brought some of our favorite rappers all together, them being Ruslan, John Gibbs, and Belief. And so, super duper excited. I'm sad because on Twitter, I think it was like Twitter or Instagram, they were saying there may not be another Dream Junkies album, which we are not okay with. So, if this is the last one, y'all put out a classic. So, do you?
Yes. Hopefully it's one and not.
There better be some more.
Please.
We're hoping.
Stay together.
The next category that we have is the best collab song this year by like a duo, trio, or group. Mm-hmm. And I've got Blessings by Chance the Rapper featuring Ty Dolla $ign. And let me tell you why. One, because. Because it's honestly a great, 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 great record. It's worship, it's rhyme, it's everything, it's wonderful. I always love it when you have an artist who is not a Christian artist talk about their love for and relationship with Christ. And I love that because if you have heard any of Ty Dolla $ign's other songs, it's definitely not some Clean Ear stuff.
Right.
But I appreciate that for this record that took place. And there's also a very wonderful, epic video circulating of Chance and Ty Dolla $ign and Rory and Anthony Hamilton all singing this song together, and it started out as a regular record and then turned into a full-blown worship set. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really beautiful. I know I mentioned it before, just seeing all these black men from different spaces and genres and such coming together and worshiping God. It was a beautiful thing. So that's why I picked this song. Blessings.
So for me, I have Contradiction with Molly Music and Janae Aiko. Her.
That girl.
So this is from the Chi-Raq album they did. I just love the vibe of this track. It's really, really chill. It's just, even the video, it's like that old school vibe that I love. And Molly this year, I feel like he's been giving us little previews of what's to come. I went to his concert earlier. He did perform Contradiction and also Digital, but he performed a lot of other music pieces that I think he's working on an album. So 2017 is going to be a great year. I'm looking forward to that.
Come on, Molly.
But yes, this collab was really just the recipe, these two together. Never would have thought about it, but I love them when they brought together that song. So yeah, that's mine.
My best collab song of the year has to go to Don't Have to Feel Sorry. It's Gabi with Darren Saffron and John Gibbs. When I tell you, the first Gabi album was full of like dance music and house music, and so that was a real like DJ vibe. And then the second mixtape, you know, he's got two out right now. The second one was just all vibes. It was all like R&B feeling tracks, and this one was the most R&B feeling of them all. It gave me all the good vibes. It gave me real good feels. I'm going to tell you that I rode to this song for a good week and a half, just on repeat, just let me get all of the feelings. Had the top down because it was still a little warm. Bruh, you can't tell me nothing. Okay, so that was so, so good. I really, really had such a good time with it. And I'm hoping whatever Gabi brings out next is going to be just as good.
Yes, that was a really good pick. That one crossed my mind, too. I really like that one.
Yeah, I have no disagreements yet.
The next category that we have is Best Featured Verse.
Now, this was the hardest of them all.
I am going to go with A Misconceptions 3, Lecrae featuring John Gibbs, Jay Gibbons, and Jackie Hill Perry, Jay Gibbons' verse. It was one of those verses that when I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm on this. I need to know everything that he's saying. And it sounded dope when he spit it. And then when I went back and just listened to just the levels of lyricism and the way that he was saying all kinds of stuff, I wish I could just give y'all something right now. Mm-hmm. But let me tell y'all that it is not what you want. But I don't... But all I know is I want to tell y'all something so bad. I want to rap it for y'all, but I don't have it.
Right.
But it was so dope. You just got to listen to it. Oh, my goodness. He's rapped Christopher Nolan. That's all I'm saying.
When I tell you that entire track is one of those where you would just get your hair blown off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, verse after verse. Like, you had to come correct. I feel like everyone was like, this is the finals, and we got to win.
Yes. It was like game six verses. Mm-hmm.
So I'm always, you know, expecting Bay Gibbons to always bring the fire. So I was so proud of him when he did that. But for me, I would say that the best featured verse is Jackie from Misconceptions 3. And also Jackie in Kanye 2009 with Show Baraka.
Yes.
So, and the reason it goes to Jackie is because Jackie, she is incredible, and she shows you that she is able to keep up with these men and even go past them. She's just always bringing the heat. Misconceptions 3, she was like, I'm living my dreams while you sleeping in different caskets. Like, she's not out here playing any games. Like, challenge her if you want to and get ready to have your mind blown. So I have to give it to her. That's my girl. Shout out to Preston and Eden.
No, I love baby. I loved it because on Kanye, she was like, you're asking where the female rappers at.
Yes.
And there was like, take care of your babies. You don't want to come out. I was like, face, just get them.
She shut y'all down for that.
Get them. Yeah. Mine has to be Deep Cut, y'all. This ain't nobody's single. You had to be in the album. It's called Champagne Music. It was on Brandon P's album. It features Kristen Gray and Swoop. Now, for me, anything Swoop touches becomes gold.
Man.
And Bruh came through second verse, and he was rapping about Cali. He was rapping about Ohio. He was just killing the entire game. He elevated the entire track. I am the type of person of, like, if you're on a feature verse and you can elevate the entire song from your one verse, you are doing something. He is literally one of my favorite rappers. Top five. Secular, CHH, whatever. He is top five. Mm. So the next one, though, is our best party song.
Yes.
Of 2016. Bring It.
My best party song of 2016. It just came out, but for the moment I heard it, I was like, I want to tie a shirt around my waist and walk right through a house party right now. And it is Money Up by Trick Lee.
Oh.
Y'all don't understand. That song is about to be the soundtrack to my entrance everywhere I go for the next, I don't know, however long. So be ready for that, people who see me in person. I just, it's like the vibes on that song are just ridiculous. It's just a full-on 90s vibe. As soon as I hear it, I'm just like, I really just want to put my imaginary cup or cup filled with acceptable liquids as according to the Bible.
Oh,
I
want
to put my cup in the air and be on the dance floor, shaking a small tail feather. And I just love that song. It just makes me want to move. I need a house party. I need a dance floor. Someone.
Immediately.
Someone. Work that out. Money up.
Money up.
So I was going to choose 30 and Up by Show Baraka, but I felt like I would have got some shade if I did that.
All the shade.
You can't call out his whole
since
album.
Since I'm not 30 or up.
Courtney's
so.
Like 22, y'all.
That is not true. Please.
Courtney, you're not legal. She worked with the student visa.
Please don't listen.
Courtney just graduated high school.
That is so disrespectful. So
she's still wearing her classroom.
I... Anyway, the shade. Okay. I chose a little kind of an old school feel. I chose Kristen Gray, My Love Is Real.
Yes.
And I chose this because I love the beat and the vibe. It was kind of like a little two-step Chi-Town little tone that it had to it. And so it really made me envision sort of something a little bit like, in a sense, a classy little fun thing that you're doing. I can definitely envision my parents.
I knew it.
Yes. Best pleasure.
Shout out to Michael and Renette. I knew she was going to mention y'all. I felt it in my spirit.
Two step for the pledges.
I can so see them dancing to this song. So I just love it. And it's a song that I would love to have featured, possibly, you know, in my wedding if I do.
You speak life.
Get to speak
life to the situation, Courtney.
When I do get married,
bring
I would love that song.
What?
But you know how guys, like how people have that video of their wedding, and it's always these slow songs. Like, no, I need this song to be featured on my video. Like,
happy.
A fast, upbeat, happy song. So, yeah,
I'll feature a Jay-Z song.
Y'all gonna be mad at this Bruno Mars about
that. Serious.
Y'all are wrong. Go ahead, Sarita.
Okay. My best party song is 30 and Up.
Ow.
Show Baraka and Courtney Orlando.
Because when you bout that life. Because
when you bout that 30 and Up existence.
Shout out to the Courtneys, though. But go ahead.
When you bout that with that 30 and Up existence. It is that good. When I tell you, so at the concert, though, there was a Soul Train line for the people. We was all doing old school dances. I was vibing it up with my 30 and up. So,
I would have been vibing, too, if I went. So
it was so much fun.
How you don't vibe when you weren't even born?
I just love the vibe of it. I just love that it really is a party song. Like, he made a song for a party, and it's perfectly fine. Talking about your wife. Talking about adult beverages.
Yes.
You know, we 30 and up.
They got babysitting. They about to have a good night. Y'all know. Shout out to our grown-up listeners.
Yes.
We got to get some babysitting.
When you get a babysitter, though, you know it's about to be a good night.
Mm-hmm. The next category is Best Non-Musical Venture, let me explain a little bit, with Christian hip-hop artists writing books and doing a lot of other things, dropping merch, doing all sorts of stuff, we wanted to honor the best non-musical venture that an artist that we love has gotten into this year. So mine actually is something that was done by a bunch of artists, and it is the Streetlights Bible.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Man, listen, I love the Streetlights Bible. We talked about it way back in, I don't know which episode, may have been two, but or not. And what else? It was a Bible. But anyway, Streetlights Bible is it's a version of the Bible that's read by different Christian hip-hop artists, and it's set to hip-hop beats. Now, it's nothing that sounds really boisterous. It's still a nice, chill listen, but it's a great way to listen to the Word. Let me tell y'all something. They have my favorite book of the Bible, James, or one of my favorite books of the Bible, James. Shout out to James. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you. I put that on repeat for I don't even know how many times I listened to it back to back to back. The music changes with every chapter. So when I listened to the book of John and Jesus was flipping tables, it was like the music got a little hype. But then but when they were talking about some other parts, they kind of slowed the music down a little bit. And I love that the production kind of went along with the intensity of what was going on. And it's a really captivating way to listen to the Word and to hear the Word being read by people that sound like us. Because there was a time when I was just like, is Mary a Latina chick? I was like, this is kind of dope. Like, I love that. And so, yeah, Streetlights Bible was an amazing collaboration that features so many different Christian hip-hop artists, from Propaganda to
Joseph Solomon.
Yep.
Taylor Gray.
Y'all good.
Any pay attention?
And a bunch of others. So check that out when you get a moment. It's actually available on Tidal, on Spotify, on Rhapsody. Any device where you stream, it's available for you to stream it just like music. Please bless your life and listen to the Streetlights Bible.
It's also on Apple Music too. It's everywhere.
So my for Jesus. I'm sorry.
So for me, I'm shouting out not just Jackie Hill Perry, but her husband, Preston Perry. Preston is not a hip-hop artist, but he is like the Jay-Z of spoken word.
This man
does not write down any of his pieces. He just straight off the dome every single time. So I have to shout them out because when they were doing the Poets and Autumns tour and they came to Atlanta, I actually helped serve them while they were here. And so I worked at the merch table, and Preston, I felt like we vibed, so, you know, he's kind of like my brother. So he would come out in between, like, if it wasn't his part, if Jackie was on, he would come out and he would ask, you know, how are things going, what's being sold, and he would have a market strategy as to how to sell things more. And every single time, because they had two shows, so both times, whatever it was he was trying to sell more of for him or his wife, when the show was over, it was probably sold out. So really shouting him out. I don't know how he did it because I wasn't really in and out seeing them perform, but he would go put on a shirt if he needed to, whatever shirt he wanted to sell more of. He would get a hat for Jackie, be like, put this on. So really shout out to him for really being clutch and just being his hustle, man. It was really amazing to see. So yeah, that was mine.
Mine was the Spotlights Tour featuring Propaganda and Show Baraka, mostly because they took the time out to really try to educate people on what was happening, race, politics, culture. And a lot of times we don't talk about that in the faith that much. Mm. And it really needs to be talked about in the faith because there's ways to speak on it that really directly reflect identity in Christ and ways that we're able to interact with people who are feeling hopeless, and this is the perfect time to be doing that, and sometimes you need a blueprint to handle that. And so a big shout out to Humblebee, shout out to Show Baraka and Propaganda for doing that. If you're interested in seeing some of it, if you follow Humblebee's on YouTube, they put up the first 20 minutes and they are supposed to put up the rest of that conversation, and so it'd be really great if everybody could go ahead and listen to that, follow Humblebee's, share it with your friends and family, because it's a great way to talk about faith in within what's happening in our culture right now. And so I thought it was super, super cool.
So the next one that we have is someone who did something really major this year that we didn't expect, which was a major move for Christian hip hop. So an artist. Mo?
I would say the greatest crossover hit of 2016 for me was Kristen Gray's Stop Me getting picked up for like everything.
Yeah.
Hearing Stop Me for Lethal Weapon commercials, hearing Stop Me during, I think it was the NBA Finals or the NBA playoffs, was just like, wow. Because I'm the kind of person, and I know that there are plenty of other people who do this, who hear music on a program or something like that, and they're like, yo, what is that? And Google it and find it. And I love that people, in discovering him, they were discovering his project, and in discovering his project, they were discovering Christ. And so it was just an exciting time, and I was so proud to hear his music in other avenues. I'm watching football on a Sunday afternoon like, wait a minute, that is Kristen Gray. So yeah, that was it for me. Good job, Kristen. Yes. Still proud.
So for me, I have Andy Mineo performing at the South by Southwest tour back in March this year.
Yes.
So I actually heard about it. I wasn't able to go, but I did hear he performed. And not only did he perform, that, but he did a really great job. My friend went, and one thing I heard was a lot of people didn't know he was a Christian hip-hop artist. They didn't even know who he was. But with him performing, they actually really enjoyed him. And there was a lot of people that he engaged in his music that didn't even know who he was at the beginning. So I thought that was a major milestone. And shout out to Andy. His music is also amazing. It would have been on this list if it was 2015. Candy Rain almost got on here somewhere. I was trying to find it somewhere for it to fit. But I was looking.
It's all right. You remember 2017, but it blows up the water.
Looking for Candy Rain to put it somewhere on here. But yeah, shout out to Andy. That was really, really just dope. So yeah.
My crossover hit artist would be D1. This boy,
yes,
dropped Pay and Sally Maybach.
Oh yes.
And it spread across the entire world. It went viral like nothing else. Debt Freeness, people, became viral. This dude was on everything. He was on Good Morning America. He was on The Real. He was on mainstream talk shows. He got to speak at colleges on becoming debt free and not taking out so many loans. This dude has been on tour forever. For a viral hit, no, literally, this dude's been on tour all year long. This, for a viral hit to be from a Christian artist, and he's able to spread the love of Christ, to talk about his platform, to talk about music and how debt freeness actually came from him deciding that he was going to be a good steward with his money. And then the next song he put out was still being about being debt free. Like, this dude's talking about paying off student loans. This dude is not playing with any of y'all. And I think it's super cool that this guy who was really just hustling and grinding and all of a sudden God just blessed him with this platform and he's able to really just take over 2016. I bet you all of your college friends know Pay and Sally Maybach.
Yes. Danish Pay and Sally Maybach. Maybach. I don't even owe her, but I want to pay her back. Just like
I know.
And I'm going to stop. I ain't giving her no money. Our next category is for Best Cruise Music. We are sharing what went hardest in the whip.
In the whip.
Hey, that's a record right there. My pick is, and I actually don't remember if we did album or song, but I did album because Clean Ears has a memory with this one. I selected Good Religion by the Dream Junkies.
Yes! Because we drove so much to that.
So y'all don't understand. There was this sort of epic day where it was finally warm enough for us to ride with the top down. So it was our first Clean Ears convertible ride. This is a big deal. So we were going to Passion City Church to see Gabi perform. And I remember we got to Saritha's house. We peeled that top back. We were just riding. I had like the selfie stick taking all sorts of videos and stuff of us just cutting up in the car. And we were just riding, listening to Dream Junkies, riding through Buckhead. It was a beautiful time.
Yes.
Good Religion had just come out too, so it wasn't even like, I guess we'll put that on. It was, we got in the car like, you know, you got to put on that Good Religion. So it was just a good time. It was just, it felt good. Yes, Good Religion.
Good Religion.
Very good.
So I did a song, and I knew this was going to happen. But my song is actually off of the Good Religion album.
Yeah!
It is Left Coast.
Left Coast.
Featuring MERS. This is Courtney. I am born and raised in Georgia, but I feel like in my spirit, I am from the West Coast.
Her spirit animal is that bear that's on the flag.
Grizzly bear? Is the grizzly bear?
What? Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know.
Specifically California, and even the music video, like, I just hear this, I turn it up when I'm in my car, and I just envision myself just cruising in Cali. And, like, the sun is setting, and I'm just listening, vibing to this music. But, yeah, that was bumping in my car for a very, very long time. All the way up to the max, as high as I could without scaring these people, because I live in a suburban area. But it was...
That's what the highway is for.
Yes, yes. And then, like, Simone said, and so this car, especially, we drove up to Elevation Church in your car, top down. Listening to Good Religion was life. So that's my song and my album too. So piggyback off mom.
I just had to be different because I knew it was happening. But actually, I have like three people, but I'm just going to choose. Xavier Omar's The Everlasting Way was all vibes, guys. When I tell you that, especially it came at the right time, it was that autumn feeling. So it was just starting to get dusky. All the leaves were falling to the ground. It was, you know, real picturesque.
Emotions were high.
Emotions were high. Cuffing season had just started. So, you know, emotions were happening. And then you hear this complete album with all of this beautiful words that you're saying about women. We feeling good about ourselves. You got special eyes and things. It's a good look. I enjoyed it completely. Honorable mention to TJ Pompeo and to... Be right.
Yes, be right.
Homie came through with good music. TJ Ray Pompeo also had great music. Mm-hmm. All of these were good vibes. I love cruising to like chill music.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm. So now we have to hit the rappers where it hurts in the lyrics.
In love.
Because we gotta find some rap lyrics that need to retire. Things that just gotta go.
Yes, when you listen to a lot of rap music, you be like, there's some comedy threads up in here. Which is, you know, it happens. It's no, that's not a knock at all. But the lyric that I, or the phrasing or whatever, that I would just like to bury in 2016 is the fact that, you know, we're like, oh, we're so high that we get high differently. Because, you know, stuff like that, you know. Comparing the high as being most high and up high, and like we know, I'm not saying that there have not been some excellent uses of wordplay where that's concerned, but I feel like, all right, we can do something else.
We're tired of high, even in secular music. Everybody need to come down.
I don't know. Just stop. Everybody.
Just do something different.
CP?
Okay, so for me. I guess my phrase is sun versus sun. Sun is in the big yellow star in the sky, and then sun is in Jesus Christ. I understand. It makes sense. It rhymes. It's play on words. It's cute.
It's cute, man.
But I'm going to need it to stay in this year. Just do something different. It's kind of played out. So, yeah, let's not keep doing that, guys. I feel like that's the only one I have.
Well, mine is the repeating of the same line more than twice. Now, twice is emphasis. Anything past that is just unnecessary.
Now, there's one exception, and it goes like this. How you gonna win when you ain't right with them? She can say that how many times she wants it.
As many times as she wants, but she made it work. Some of y'all are just out here repeating because you couldn't find anything to rhyme. And so for the last four lines of you, you got the same one. I'm like, I got it. You got it. We got it. You have time to make it, figure it out, but you didn't want to. So here we are. Let's not do that no more, guys. For sure. Do you have anything else, guys? Anything else you want to talk about in 2016? Before we get about you.
2016. We were having a good time, and then, you know, you snatched Alan Thicke up, and so now I'm really ready to just bid you adieu. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm cool with these last 2 weeks, but after that happened last night, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Drop that beach.
2016, it's been real, but it's not me. It is you. It is 100% you.
Dead.
So, good luck.
You can't even be friends.
Going on 2017. Oh. That's it.
Yo, I ain't saying we breaking up. 2016, I'm just saying you could lose my number. I don't think this is beneficial for either one of us. It's been rough. 2016, I mean, we had our high moments, but woo, time to go. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the music that's going to happen in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like rappers were just getting started. We definitely had some albums that are dropping at the end of 2016 that are way worth mention. They're obviously amazing, but we are also all ready to go. So,
yes.
We're already packed. We got 2 full weeks left. Yep. So,
right. Just waiting for the train to come.
Waiting for the train. We're ready to go. So, we going to see y'all later.
All right. So, hey guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, and until next time.
Yeah, go listen to that.
Standards, whether it's reggae, we curated this beautiful, wonderful, cohesive playlist. And by we, I mean Sarita. And it sounds absolutely beautiful. So please, by all means, treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Check it out. And don't go into too much debt for this Christmas, guys.
Yeah, chill out.
Yeah.
Don't go try to play signing me back.
Exactly. Buy Jesus something, too. Just saying.
On December, all hearts will see a world where men are free. Some